Andrew Green with this week's Flick Pick. This past weekend, I headed to South Bend so I could see The Disaster Artist. It's the long-awaited true story of the making of one of the worst movies of all time. That film is called The Room, and it was made by a guy named Tommy Wiseau. The Disaster Artist stars James Franco as Tommy Wiseau, which is the story behind The Room. So it was with much excitement and anticipation that I saw The Disaster Artist, and I loved it. This movie is sort of like Ed Wood, which is also one of my favorite films. James Franco, who directs The Disaster Artist, plays Tommy Wiseau, an eccentric and very strange man with a murky past. All we really know about Tommy Wiseau is that he's rich somehow, he wants to be an actor, and he comes from some foreign country, but he won't talk about it. The main character of The Disaster Artist, though, is actually Greg Sestero, played by Dave Franco. Greg is also a struggling actor who one day meets Tommy at an acting class. They're both thinking of maybe heading from San Francisco to Los Angeles to try to become stars. The trouble, though, is that Greg lacks the courage. So, Greg meets Tommy. He's impressed by the way Tommy's willing to put himself out there, giving these crazy, totally unself-conscious performances in their class, and the two become friends. Soon, they do head off to Los Angeles. When they get there, each starts to go out for auditions. Greg actually starts to get somewhere in Hollywood, but it becomes clear rather quickly that Tommy is just too weird and too creepy to have a shot at stardom, and this hurts Tommy. That's something I really liked about James Franco's performance in The Disaster Artist. See, Tommy Wiseau is a weird guy in real life. It would be very easy to simply do an impression of him and score cheap laughs by relying on a funny accent, but James Franco here actually tries to breathe some real life into his Tommy Wiseau portrayal. He shows Tommy Wiseau as a human being. Tommy, like anyone else, just wants people to like him, and they don't, and that hurts him. So one day, Tommy gets the idea to say, forget the system, I'll make my own movie. That's when he writes the script for a film called The Room. Now, the rest of The Disaster Artist is about the troubled production of The Room. Tommy is directing the movie and doesn't know what he's doing. It also turns out that he really can't act. The result is a disastrous film, with Tommy Wiseau being the disaster artist. This movie was nearly laughed off the screen at its own premiere, as we see in The Disaster Artist. The Disaster Artist is very much about the dynamic between Greg Sestero and Tommy Wiseau. Because James Franco and Dave Franco are real-life brothers, the chemistry between them comes pretty easy. It is a little strange, though, that the film throws in a subtext of romantic jealousy, but it still works overall. Tommy becomes jealous of Greg when Greg gets a girlfriend and moves out of Tommy's apartment. It's heavily implied here that Tommy may have been attracted to Greg. The question, though, is never definitely answered. It's just implied. Now, the movie that Tommy Wiseau and Greg Sestero made together in 2003, The Room, has become legendary since it was first produced. Tommy Wiseau is now kind of a celebrity, which does make The Disaster Artist somewhat different from Ed Wood. Ed Wood was made several decades after the events that it depicts, and also after Edward D. Wood Jr. was dead. Meanwhile, The Disaster Artist is about a couple of guys who are still alive and are media figures, at least in the cult sense. So The Disaster Artist does not go too far in depicting Tommy Wiseau as the villain. It does make sense to me. You don't want to trash a guy who's still around and may even cooperate with the production of the film. So Tommy in this film definitely has his human moments. Nevertheless, in the end, he is the villain of this story. When he's depicted directing The Room, at first he has no idea what he's doing, and then he becomes a complete monster to the cast and crew. Some of this stuff really happened. It's interesting to note how much some of The Room's cast suffered in real life while that film was being made. And speaking of those other characters, they really aren't that much of a factor in The Disaster Artist. Sure, they have actors standing around dressed up like characters from The Room, but The Disaster Artist mostly focuses on Tommy Wiseau and Greg Sestero. It would have been nice to learn a little bit more about the other people involved in the production of this film, but I guess I can understand why The Disaster Artist doesn't dwell on them. I mean, the movie can't be 3 hours long. The Disaster Artist is a fun movie, especially for folks who are familiar with The Room. Not that you have to be, though. This film explains more than enough for anyone who never even heard of The Room to be able to watch it and understand what's happening. The trouble they may have, though, is that they may not really believe all this really happened. Well, guess what, folks? It did. In 2003, a movie called The Room was made, and it was so bizarre and so bad that it's a thing of wonder. The Disaster Artist is the story of that movie. James Franco is excellent as Tommy Wiseau. As I've already stated, Franco doesn't just do a goofy Tommy Wiseau impression. He tries to play a rounded character here. It's a good move. I hope he gets an Oscar nomination for this. Of course, he won't win because this is a little too weird, but it would be a nice nod to creativity. Meanwhile, Dave Franco, I thought, was just fine in the film. He seems sort of bewildered the whole time. That makes sense. A bunch of other celebrities show up in The Disaster Artist. Let's see, we've got Seth Rogen, Zac Efron, Megan Mullally, Alison Brie, Nathan Fielder, Kristen Bell, Kevin Smith, and others. They all show up. That actually almost distracted me a little, but whatever. I had a blast overall watching The Disaster Artist. It genuinely made me laugh multiple times, and I know that the folks in my theater felt the same way. I'm so happy this movie even got made. It's one of my top films of the year, and I give The Disaster Artist a 4.5 out of 5 for this week's Flick Pick.